Long ago, there lived a little boy whose parents had died. He was taken in by an aunt who promised to raise him as his own. Many years later, after the boy had grown and was a successful businessman, one day he received a letter from his aunt. She was terminally ill, and from the tone of the letter, she was afraid of death. The man who had been raised and strongly influenced by this woman wrote a response to her. He began, "It is now 35 years since a little boy of 6 was left quite alone in the world. You sent me word that you would give me a home and be mother to me. I have never forgotten the day when I made the long journey to your home. I remember being disappointed that instead of coming yourself, you sent your servant, Caesar, to fetch me. I well remember my tears and anxiety. Night fell before we finished the journey, and as the night grew darker, I became more afraid. Do you think she will go to bed before we get there?" I asked Caesar seriously. "Oh, no," Caesar replied. "She will certainly be up to stay with you. When you get through these woods, you'll see her light shining in the window." We made it through the clearing, and there was the light as he promised. I remember you were waiting in the doorway. You then came out. You put your arms around me and lifted me, a tired, frightened little boy, and gently took me off my horse and safely placed me on the ground. You had a fire burning and a hot supper waiting for me. After supper, you took me to my new room. You listened to my prayers, and you waited until I fell asleep. He went on to write, "You probably know why I'm retelling these events to you now. Very soon, God is going to send for you and take you to your new home. I'm trying to tell you that you need not worry or be afraid of the summons or of the journey. God can be trusted to do as much for you as you did for me many years ago. You can wait and not fear, for at the end of the road, you will find love and welcome awaiting you, and you will be safe in God's care. I will watch and pray with you until you are out of my sight. I will also wait for the day when I will make that same journey and find you watching for me to greet me at the end of the road." The story illustrates the Advent season we enter into and the importance of waiting. We wait for the coming of our Lord in two ways. His second coming, when the world will claim and be claimed by him. And then also celebrating the historical Christmas. In our gospel lesson, Jesus makes it clear, very clear, we must be not complacent, but be vigilant. The gospel writer Mark paints a powerful scene. The sun will be darkened, the moon will no longer give light, the stars will fall from the skies, even the powers of heaven will be shaken. The Son of Man will come in great majesty and glory, and he will send his angels to claim his own. As we witness the signs of the changing of the seasons, so we must be watchful for the signs of his coming. Jesus cautions his disciples to be constantly at watch for the master of the house. Symbolically, Jesus himself in that text will return when one least expects. When we hear about the end times, the sun dark, the moon no light, stars falling, we quite naturally maybe tend to be fearful. Christians need not be fearful, but wait in hope. This is the day of our salvation. It's our ticket back to God. You know, generally we do very fine. We do a fine job preparing for what we know, the events that we know, the future events that we know of, family events, birthdays, whatever. We also do a pretty good job on those major holidays like Thanksgiving and Christmas. Most spend considerable amount of time getting their finances and personal investments in order so they can enjoy their retirement. But what about our future eternal life with God? Do we realize our need to prepare ourselves and what our mission is about? Do we see it as a responsibility that our world around us be ready for that return of Christ? Imagine picking up the newspaper or your phone and you get this message: Jesus Christ will return December 25th, 2017. What would you do? How would you react? Well, some of us, maybe out of fear, would change our lives immediately, for the Lord is coming and we're not ready. We might start going to church, like maybe every Sunday. Prayer might become a priority for us. We would seek perhaps reconciliation between family, co-workers, and God. Now, some might say, there's nothing I can do. It's too late. The hour has come. God has already decided my fate. I might as well continue life as I have been doing. We hopefully would say, isn't this the event the world has been waiting for? Isn't this the reason I was born? Such an attitude would allow us to continue doing what we are doing in confidence, and that our preparation, knowing it has been sound. God is the judge, but as Christians living in the light and hope of Christ, his message of reconciliation, peace, and love, we can be confident that the Lord stands ready to welcome us. Question: are we faithfully living the life the Lord has given to us? We need not fear if we need only fear, that is, if we procrastinate in our relationship with God. We must not wait until something happens, like a bout of illness or an accident or an economic misfortune, to make the right relationship with God. We need to get ready now. I can't tell you how many people have come to church having a bad marriage, things going down, and thinking sitting in that pew is going to make something magical happen. And in a couple weeks, they're gone. They're gone. Somehow God hasn't registered, you know, how they want things done. Jesus' warning in the gospel to be aware of the signs of the times challenged us to open our eyes and ears to our contemporary world. We would be blind not to realize that secularism dominates our times. One of the more appropriate, or really a prominent sign of today in our world, what our world preaches, is an anti-Christian message. I was telling the youth this morning, I says, next time you go to Grand Rapids, I don't know where it's at, but it's on coming home on 131 on the right-hand side, a big billboard. It says, Jesus never lived. And I was going too fast to get if it was a .com or something to see where that's coming from. So if you see it or you find out what that means, maybe it's just to come on to make us all lighten up, not lighten up, but brighten up and get with the program. But anyway, that dumbfounded me. But we do live in a society with an anti-Christian message. The world distracts us from the walk, for Christ being the very center of our walk. We, his contemporary disciples, must be a sign of Christ that our life is centered in him. We must be a sign of vigilance that is needed and preparedness as we undertake our daily task. These are the signs we need in a world not fear that tends to paralyze us and lead us to inactivity. We don't have to go around carrying a sign saying the end is near. We can do much more and be more positive through the example that we set. There's a story that demonstrates how our Christian vocation is one of continue to be prepared for Christ to come, that this isn't all it. One day, a young missionary spotted a woodcutter hard at work in the forest. What a perfect opportunity, he thought to himself, because he had learned that this woodcutter had never heard about Jesus. And it was a wonderful opportunity now to convert him to Jesus. All day, the man chopped the wood, carried it to his wagon, and then walked back, the same routine, all day long. After the whole day of that routine, the missionary, who had been telling the woodcutter about the life and message of Jesus, says to him, "Well, aren't you not ready now to accept and believe in Jesus Christ?" And the woodcutter responds, "Well, I don't know. All day long, you spoke to me about Jesus, who helps us with our burdens and assists us in our daily task. But you have never even lifted a finger to help me today." Advent begins our need to patiently and without fear wait for the coming of our Lord. At this time of the year, our busy lives, we are more and more filled with things to do, people to see, activities fill our schedules. We become stressed out, worried about many things. And sadly, in my time, I've heard a lot of Christians, even Christians, say, "I can hardly wait till Christmas is over," which means they don't know anything about Advent. The story of the man writing to his aunt in today's scripture tells us that we need to develop the ability to wait patiently for God, always remembering how patient he is with us. Death, our ultimate meeting with God, is a fearful event for most because we have no control and are baffled by what will happen. Yet, if we have done what God asks, that is, if we have made a good effort to fulfill our vocation, to live close to Him and to serve others, there is nothing to fear. Our Advent journey begins. Let us take time to wait for God, who created us, who loves us, who stands ready to greet us with His words of encouragement now. And when we make that end journey, anticipating His words, "Come, you are blessed. Inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the beginning of the foundation of the world." Amen.